A new issue has pushed its way on to President Biden's agenda tonight, the current rise in violent crime, including homicides in the United States, especially crime involving guns. He laid out his proposals today for what to do about it. White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor reports.
Today at the White House, President Biden called the uptick in gun violence in America unacceptable.
We need to keep building on the gun violence and crime prevention strategy we're laying out today. Folks, this shouldn't be a red or blue issue. It's an American issue. We're not changing the Constitution. We're enforcing it. Be reasonable. We're taking on the bad actors doing bad and dangerous things in our communities and to our country.
The president announced a five-part plan. It is aimed at tackling gun violence and other violent crimes by using funds from the American Rescue Plan. Some of the initiatives in the plan include giving money to cities to hire more law enforcement officials, including past pre-pandemic levels, buy new equipment and technology for police departments, help formerly incarcerated individuals re-enter society, use resources to hold gun dealers accountable, and invest in community violence intervention programs. Over the past year, major cities, such as New York City, have seen a spike in violent crime, including shootings.
Every time you turn on the news, there's killings, nothing but killings, or someone getting beaten up, or someone getting shot.
The New York Times reported that homicide rates in large cities around the U.S. were up by more than 30% on average last year, and are rising significantly again this year. Meanwhile, ahead of the midterm elections, conservatives are capitalizing on this issue and ramping up pressure on Democrats.
It's impossible to ignore that these terrible trends are coming precisely as so-called progressives have decided it's time to denounce and defund local law enforcement.
That includes former President Donald Trump, who spoke at North Carolina's Republican convention earlier this month.
Look at what's happening with it, defunding the police.
President Biden has said over and over again that he does not support defunding the police. In the meantime, the Biden administration's new crime plan has some activists concerned about increasing tension between police and communities of color, especially after last year's murder of George Floyd. They're also worried a crackdown on crime may lead to even more mass incarceration.
They must be taken off the street.
That's what happened after the 1994 crime bill, which then-Senator Biden supported. White House officials, though, insist that will not happen this time around. The 1994 law imposed harsher federal prison terms, including mandatory sentencing, and it provided funding for states to build more prisons and increase policing. The legislation has been criticized for its contributions to mass incarceration targeting Black Americans. As the Biden administration lays out their plan to curb shootings and homicides, some activists are sounding the alarm about the unintended consequences. But White House officials tell NewsHour President Biden is not focused on arresting his way out of this problem. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.